Jerd and welcome to my Biz Blitz video. Today I want to talk to you about why do clients make excuses not to buy from you? They will make excuses because they don't want to be honest with you. They may not want to disclose what is really bothering you. Now, an excuse they may use is price. They may use time. And so they may use a couple of things, not too many. There will be lots of variations, but they will use a couple of things that you will think you have to adjust your business model around. But in fact, there may be a lot of underlying objections or concerns, but they're just using money or time as an excuse. If I have a client who comes to me who is using an excuse, like, oh, it's too much money, or it's not the right timing, or I don't have time right now, then I know that there's something bothering them that they haven't disclosed to me. So what do I do about that? You can't really say, you can if you want, but it's not for me to say, well, what's really bothering you? You're lying to me. Well, you don't want to say that to your prospective client. So what I do is I ask them why questions. So there's four whys that I teach in my Master Coach program. Is why me, why now, why them, and why this. So I give them more information about why me. Why would they want to do business with me? You know, how am I different? What am I delivering? And then the why now. Why now? Why not next year? Why not last year? Why them? Why they need it, what's their pain and their problem, and then why this program will service. Because there's a lot of other people out there offering coaching. Why this particular coaching program? So I make sure that I cover off on the four whys to give them enough information, and I'm telling you 100% of the time, if you've given them enough information around the whys, it would have overrid their concerns, answered their questions, dealt with their objections, and make them feel more comfortable to say yes. So if a client's making an excuse that they don't want to buy from you, then delve into the four whys and make sure you give them more information. So that's my advice to you today. If you've enjoyed this video and it's been of value to you, please share it out with your friends, your family, and your colleagues, because I want to help as many people as I can, and I'd love your help to do that. I'm Sharon Jerd, and we'll talk soon.